Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, Jesus our Savior, and the Holy Spirit. Today is the first Sunday after Pentecost. It is Trinity Sunday. Today we celebrate and take a closer look at the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The reality is that the Holy Trinity is invisible. God is invisible. How on earth does a person try to describe or explain something that is invisible? Human language is really based on things that we can point to. The things that we can see or experience, we give them a name. So God knew all this beforehand. God realized that there was limitations to the human language. God wanted to be seen and understood as a God who loves and cares for his creation. God did not seek personal glory and praise for the sake of it as perhaps a master to a slave. Instead, God wanted to reach. He wanted to reach out so that life could be given freely. When we think of God the Father, we primarily, in terms of his work of creating and sustaining the world, this is what we confess in the small catechism. Some of you will remember this. I believe that God has made me and all creatures. He has given me body, soul, eyes, all my limbs, my reason, all my senses, and he still preserves them. Then a wonderful thing happened. We know this story. God made a journey to earth and made himself known to his creation in a new and really unexpected way. He was born a baby in Bethlehem and was called Jesus. God's physical presence on earth allowed people to talk about God in a new way. They could be specific in language. They could call him by name. They could refer to his activities, point to the good work, speak about his nature, and share their experience with him to others. Through Jesus, a personal relationship with God could be developed. Jesus, through his life on earth, revealed the nature and will of the invisible God. Jesus' life on earth was very busy. I mean, he taught people wherever he went. He talked in the synagogues. He talked in the villages. He talked in the fields and even from a boat to a crowd on the shore. He taught them about his Father in heaven and the way to true life. Jesus also performed an abundant of miracles wherever he went. Through Jesus, we see a God who loves, a God who loves us all. He will and intent to restore us to life and particularly give us eternal life with him in heaven. That's the resurrection. You know, Jesus died for our sins and rose again. Since the day of original sin, our bodies grow old and decay unto death. We are all born with varying degrees of physical or mental limitations and challenges. None of us, you know, are perfect. Far from it. We are all flawed and we need help. Our greatest challenge really is to love one another. That's our greatest challenge, to love and to love one another. Whenever we sin, we change the world that we live in. Through greed, lies, our relationships are broken at all levels. There is no going back. No going back to the way things were. However, Jesus Christ, through his love for us, is able and willing to help us to cope with this changing world. He can bring healing in a new and unexpected way. His love and care is as much for you as it is for the entire creation. At the time when Jesus was on earth, people were able to see and point to his miracles and teachings. They were indeed the handiwork of God. Today, God's handiwork continues. It hasn't stopped. It continues through the Holy Spirit. It is a reference to his continued existence with us, as if Jesus was with us in person in our community. God's handiwork is a reference to his commitment to maintain and restore his creation to life in new and unexpected ways. We think of the Holy Spirit primarily in terms of his work of bringing us to faith through the Word, through the sacraments, and strengthening and keeping us in that faith. You know, it's interesting to note that the way the Bible sometimes emphasizes what the three persons does of the Trinity, they do together. They're together as one true God. This perspective, really, what Peter had in mind when he spoke to the crowd on Pentecost, when God poured out his Holy Spirit on Jesus' followers on that day. Peter's Pentecost sermon is perhaps surprising in that it's not really about the Holy Spirit. It's about Jesus. But that makes it more appropriate text for this Sunday after Pentecost, Trinity Sunday, because of the preaching about Jesus. Peter shows us how God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit together to bring about our salvation. That's what they're doing. Peter's sermon showed the people of that day on Pentecost what it meant for them. The fact that the Pentecost crowd had themselves seen the fulfillment of God's promise to pour out his Holy Spirit on his people. But really, what does that mean for us? The outpouring of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost means the same thing for you and me as it meant for David and Peter, because of our confidence in our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one true God. On this festival of the Holy Trinity, God's Word, his own Word, reminds us that while we often emphasize the distinctive roles of the three persons that comprise the one true God, it is wonderfully true, as Peter reminds us today through his words, that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit work together to accomplish God's common will. What's his common will? Our salvation. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.